Alison Spittle is home for Christmas.
Hello, Ray. I feel this is a lovely tradition.
Yeah.
Every time I come home, I come to you.
Yeah.
So it's great. Yeah,
it's great to
lovely
see you.
To be here.
Great to
yeah.
see you.
I always see you before I see my own mam.
Don't know how I feel about that. Were you affected by the ferry thing, Holyhead and all that?
No. I wasn't. No. I was flying over, thankfully. But I have heard about it. It's created like a Guinness shortage, I heard, in London. Which is not too bad because the Guinness isn't great there.
Isn't
so,
that?
So, you know, they don't know how to pour it.
Seemingly that particular beverage has become very popular over, it's trendy, you see.
Yes.
So influencers.
It is.
Have
it
been
is.
Pictured with it.
It's an iconic look, isn't it?
See, yeah. it photographs well.
It does photograph well. Now, I don't drink alcohol anymore, so I'd love to get a rock shandy going. Yeah, I get too hungover. My hangovers last for 4 days.
That's how long?
I'd say years, but like if there's something really nice, I'll look at my next 4 days and I'll go, will I give it up? But no drink is good enough to give up 4 days, I think.
Yeah.
Although, okay, the last time was actually on a holiday and I was an all inclusive. And
So how was Christmas for you then without alcohol?
It's grand. It is grand. It's tea and Pringles, you know. I'm grand. I can. I'm a mad yoke anyway. People think I'm drunk as it is.
Yeah, so you don't.
So it's actually quite handy.
Yeah. Now you mentioned this in passing the last time, but it is now a reality. A BBC Radio 4 series called Petty Pleas.
Very excited about it. Right?
And the theme is.
Well, the theme is it's coming out on December 26th, and I keep stopping myself because I've got an English dad. I always say Boxing Day. It's the only English thing in me. Except my dad's DNA, but also saying Boxing Day. So St. Stephen's Day, it's coming out and it's a late night show. Very excited about it. It's going to be me doing stand-up about my petty grievances. One of the big petty grievances I had was I was never picked to play Mary in the school nativity play. And it's a disgrace because there's only 6 other girls in my school and I'm the only one in the arts. Like, he should have seen it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. With hindsight.
And one of my friends did it and she dropped the dolly. So she did in the middle of the show, which is, it's not, you know.
And you were going, I would never have dropped the baby Jesus. I would never have dropped the baby Jesus.
I would have swaddled him up. It would have been great. I would have given, because Mary for me is like Hermione Granger of the Bible. A strong, meaty female role.
Yes.
You know, and I wanted it very badly.
At
that age, yeah.
So
yeah.
You've done the maths on it. So there were 6 girls.
Yeah,
and there were 6 nativity plays and you were...
Never. Well, so, I got the part once
right.
And then it got taken away from me because I had my hands in my pockets while I was rehearsing and the director said you look like you don't want it enough and he gave it to my friend who did it twice. So it's not that I've held on to this, Ray, but there's a rage inside me that will not die. And
No, I admire a grudge.
Yeah, it's only what, 25 years going, but yeah.
I probably told you this one before, but...
go on.
My nativity story is that I hadn't got a note in my head, right?
Yeah.
And teachers copped it early on. So first class, anyway, I think was Miss McWee or Mrs. Gallagher, I can't remember. Anyway, I was definitely not going to be in the choir.
Mm.
So we were singing Little Drummer Boy.
Oh.
Guess what I had to do?
Was it the Parapapum-Pums?
Play the drums.
Oh, play the drums. Yeah. So you didn't even say Parapapum-Pums.
I was put over in a corner
yeah.
with a little thin drum around my neck, right? And they go, come, they told me Parapapum-Pum. And then they'd all look over at me, head turn. And I do...
Wow!
And they'd sing on. It was ridiculous.
Oh, that's like doing the bell being a server. Do you know they all look at you like bong.
So as a result, I'm learning to play the drums now at the age of 60, like 50 years on, 50 years later. Anyway, there you go.
No, that's great.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting your own back, which is great.
I am.
Tell us this, Barry from EastEnders, this is an old, he's sort of cult-like, isn't he? This
I
guy.
Love him.
Yeah.
I love him. So Sean Williamson plays Barry from EastEnders.
Yeah.
And so when I was a kid, the other thing, I keep going, this is the only English thing, it's all going to come out, this and beans with a fry. But I love EastEnders.
Yes.
And I used to watch EastEnders Christmas special. There's no better thing to watch on Christmas Day than the EastEnders Christmas special, because no matter how bad your Christmas is, It's not as bad as what's happening in Albert Square. It's a lovely bit of misery that you eat in. There's nothing better. If you're digesting four different animals and half a jar of cranberry sauce, there's nothing better than watching a car accident or whatever happens. You know?
You must have that Cadogan thing or whatever they call it. You
know, the turducken.
What is that? They put the...
animals in the animals. Look, yeah. It accumulates. I suppose it all becomes a turducken eventually.
I used to think it was sort of half exciting. Now I think, how do you know it's all cooked?
Exactly. Yeah. It seems like a lot of faff. And also, you always have one favourite meat. Why not just have that meat, you know?
Yeah, well, ham is mine. Just
is it?
Thanks for
asking. Who does the ham?
I do the ham.
You see, that's probably why you like it, because you know what's going into it.
That's fair
how
enough.
How do you do it?
Yeah, ginger ale.
Okay.
Yeah, you boil it in ginger ale. And then the glaze is ginger marmalade. Mustard,
wow,
clove, ground cloves, and then you stick the full cloves into the thing as well.
Amazing.
And then you put it back into the oven for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that sort of, you know, melts all over it, and it's just...
Have you ever been like where you've run out of mixers, you're having a party and you're like, well, there's that old ginger ale now that I cooked the ham in, we can give that a go. You'd be in dire straits.
You would
question your relationship actually with alcohol. I'd be like, is it the hangovers for me, or is it the need to drink this ham water? But you know,
now don't slag off ham water.
Because, really?
No, my granny, Lord of Mercy, and her, she used to cook the cabbage in the ham water.
Oh yeah, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
101.
Yes.
Absolutely. So don't overcook the cabbage.
Yes. Well, I don't know about cooking. Maybe that would work. Cooking the cabbage in the ginger ale ham water.
There's only one way to find out.
Just try it.
Or
maybe do the Brussels sprouts in that. I'm going to try that this Christmas.
That is, it'd be like a red cabbage, you know, because I love a bit of red cabbage with my Christmas dinner, like a sweet veg, you know? So I think you should go for it.
So your parents are divorced.
They are.
From an early age.
I love this phrase. It's like you've just broken it to me for the first, what? I can't believe it. I'm going to call them now. And you had the hands up and everything. That's good. What? Oh, I have to call Mammy now and see.
You tell her.
I will. Look, Ray said it's over. But yeah, they are divorced, so I do have to pick between the families for Christmas.
Yeah.
So it is that kind of. So I do find myself like traveling directly after Stevens's Day, going either from England to Ireland or Ireland to England. And there is a difference between the two families. My dad's English, so the English side of the family have their traditions, and the Irish side of the family have their traditions. In Britain, I think the big difference is, now, because I'm from a divorced family, for the first couple of years now, Dad wasn't great at cooking. So he brought us to, like, pubs in England would put on a full Christmas dinner in the afternoon. They're open on Christmas Day, and he'd go to it. And
I know this from watching Coronation Street in EastEnders.
Oh,
that's
the reason
I know.
When you're in your lovely warm home watching the worst humanity deprivation going.
So you've had a Christmas dinner in a pub on Christmas Day?
I've had it, yeah. Mass catering. Now, my mammy makes a great roast potato, so you do miss it. But it's a good vibe altogether. I'm trying to think of other differences now between Ireland and England. Yorkshire puddings. Although,
the Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah,
they'll throw a Yorkshire pudding in. Are they not with beef?
Yeah, but come here. Everything, like, doesn't matter about the meat. I love an accessory in roast. Do you know what I mean? The meat is secondary to me. It's everything else that I like.
It's odd that turkey gets, you know, main billing.
Yes.
When really it should be ham, because
you're really standing for ham at the moment.
You have the main ham.
Yeah.
But then
you
have the and this is an importation from across the Irish Sea. You have the pigs in blankets.
Yes.
Which is ham wrapped in ham.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. One of the greatest. Now, England has done a lot of bad things, but pigs in blankets is.
And then you have the sausage meat stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah. Was that not, that's not an Irish thing at all?
No, I didn't know. What I'm saying is so many types of pork on the on the plate, and yet turkey gets main billing.
That's true. There is a lot of meat. There is all these different types of meat. But my mammy's having beef this year.
She's one of the 40%.
That's gone for it.
Yeah.
But I love it when you do have beef. How do you know someone's having beef for Christmas? Because they won't stop talking about it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm doing it this year. I'm making the change. I'm going to beef. And I'm like, good for you.
Because spiced beef is a thing. We've never had that in our
house. What is spiced beef? Is that like corned beef or?
No, it's different.
Looking over there.
No,
yeah,
because James Cavan is here. He's arrived. He'd know because he's co-written a cookbook.
Right, okay. Now,
and he's also coming in to talk to us about posh crisps. So yeah, maybe what we'll do is we'll take a commercial break.
Yeah.
Get James in with the crisps and we'll ask him about the spiced beef. Right.
Spiced beef, it sounds like a tribute band. So it does. It's great. Great. Love it. Show on RTE Radio 1.